for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has inaugurated the country's embassy in Panama. The opening of the embassy comes during a two-day official visit by Wang to the Central American country. Wang Yi's attended the ceremony alongside Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela. The two countries established diplomatic ties in June when Panama began to recognize the One China principle and severed diplomatic relations with Taiwan. Panama's president says the country will firmly pursue the One China principle and honor its commitment on Taiwan-related issues. Wang Yi arrived in Panama after a stop in Costa Rica. He'll next head to New York for the general debate at the UN headquarters. The preliminary election results of Macau's 6th Legislative Assembly have been announced, with 14 candidates winning directly elected seats. 12 more have been elected from a pool of candidates. Voting was held in the Special Administrative Region on Sunday. The election committee says nearly 175,000 eligible voters cast their ballots, a turnout of more than 57%, and a 2.2% increase from the last election. In line with Macau's basic law, the new legislature has 33 seats, including 14 directly elected ones, 12 indirectly elected ones, and 7 others that are appointed by Macau's chief executive. The new Legislative Assembly will begin its term in October. Wang Linjuan, one of China's most wanted fugitives, has returned to China and turned herself into police. 37-year-old Wang is a former assistant manager at a sub-branch of China Postal Express and Logistics in Guangdong Province. She fled to Canada in December of 2011 after being accused of misappropriation of public funds. In April 2015, Interpol issued a red notice of 100 corruption fugitives wanted by China. Many of the fugitives were former government staffers or employees of state-owned enterprises. Wang's the 45th on that list to have returned. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has warned that the world body has exhausted its options on the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue. Meantime, the White House says the United States and South Korea have agreed to increase pressure on North Korea after its latest missile test. North Korea confirmed that it conducted another medium-range ballistic missile test on Friday. The missile launch, which violated U.N. Security Council resolutions, came just days after the Council imposed fresh sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear test on September 3rd. China has said it opposes ballistic missile launches by North Korea, urging all parties concerned to exercise restraint and avoid any acts that may escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that he'll explain some points about the U.S. actions pertaining to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal in his U.N. speech. Rouhani left Tehran for New York on Sunday to attend the upcoming U.N. General Assembly. At the meeting, Rouhani will deliver a speech and urge the United States to abide by its commitments to the nuclear deal that was reached in 2015. He said that Iran's been committed to its obligations, and that's been confirmed repeatedly by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear watchdog. Iran struck a deal with the world powers in July of 2015, under which Iran agreed to limit its uranium enrichment activities in return for the lifting of international sanctions. However, U.S. President Donald Trump has approved new sanctions on Tehran for its missile program. Tropical Storm Maria is expected to become a hurricane as it heads toward Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma earlier this month. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said, as of Sunday afternoon, Maria was about 650 kilometers southeast of the Leeward Islands, moving toward the Caribbean at 24 kilometers per hour. Maria is expected to reach closer to Leeward Islands in the northeast Caribbean Sea and hit islands including St. Martin, St. Barts, and Antigua, which were devastated by Irma. Forecasters said Maria will likely become a major Category 3 storm by midweek as it approaches Lesser Antilles and the Virgin Islands before moving to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and Haiti. It's still early to predict Maria's influence over the southern United States or its coastline, but some models show the storm will move toward Florida and up the East Coast. The latest official data shows China's property market has continued to cool as home prices fell or posted slower growth in major cities amid tough control policies. Figures from the National Bureau of Statistics show that on a yearly basis of the 70 cities surveyed in August, the pace of new home price growth slowed in 15 major cities compared with the same month of last year. On a month-on-month basis, new home prices fell or remained flat in 13 cities in August, down from 14 in July, but up from 10 in June. For CRI News, this is Shane.